Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast. Thanks very much to all of those of you who are becoming patrons of the channel. Really, really helps me. Appreciate your kindness, and hopefully it helps keep this beast on the road. Okay, I talked about it yesterday, and I said I wouldn't talk about it anymore. So there you go. I'm a hypocrite. But I have to say, Labour, I want to talk about Labour. Just indulge me for a few moments as I talk about the wonders of Sir Keir Starmer and Angela Rayner, everybody's sweetheart, and the farcical couple of days they've had, which shouldn't in any way surprise anybody who's been paying attention. Now, arguably, you shouldn't really worry about what these people think. But anyway, let's drill into, first of all, the thoughts of the dear leader himself, Sir Keir. Now, as you know, Sir Keir has written a 15,000-word essay on his profound thoughts, which I presume he's the only person who will ever read that. He's the only person interested in reading that. And I suspect that it does sort of show you just what an insulated bubble these people live in, where they think that any normal sane person would be interested in this. But anyway, Sir Keir is making headlines for other reasons this morning, because yes, Sir Keir has declared that the Labour MP, Rosie Duffield, was not right to say only women have a cervix, as he calls for a, quote, mature, respectable debate about trans rights. Trans rights. So, as you can see, Sir Keir's really going for the big issues. I mean, his view was that it is some that, as regards Rosie Duffield's comment, where she said only women have a cervix, which of course is a statement of biological fact. Thus has it always been. Thus it always will be. But anyway, that obviously offends the trans lobby. And Sir Keir's trying to balance different things here. He doesn't want to upset. He wants to genuflect to the trans lobby, thinking that there's a big vote in that, which is insane. But anyway, he thinks that. And of course, Rosie Duffield, who did state the bleeding obvious by stating that only women have a cervix, Sir Keir's response was, well, that's something that shouldn't be said. And it is not right. Well, okay, just on that point, help me out in this one, please. If it's not only women that have a cervix, do men have cervixes as well, Sir Keir? Is this a new thing? Has this always been the way? So basically, men and women both have cervixes? Is that what you're saying? Because if you're not saying that, then Rosie Duffield is absolutely right. But you being a sniveling genuflector to the extremist fringe, you're happy to go along with this, this kind of just a demolition of basic biology. And of course, he's not alone, because I'm sure you may have seen, if you follow me on Getter or Gab on my social media platforms as well, you will have seen that The Lancet, no less, recently described on the front page females as bodies with vaginas. They didn't want to use the word women. So instead of saying women, The Lancet, the so-called prestigious medical publication, described them as bodies with vaginas, which is extraordinarily offensive, I would have thought, to women. But that's nonetheless what The Lancet decided to call them. And in the case of Sir Keir, well, he wants to basically avoid stating the simple truth that only women have a cervix, and a real cervix, you know, as opposed to a plastic cervix or something that somebody's bought on the internet. Talking about real cervixes, yeah. And it's all about, but for me, the thing here is, I mean, does anyone actually think there is there's an audience out there that are debating who will I vote for? Will I vote Tory? Will I vote Labour? Will I vote Lib Dem? I need to understand what their views of cervixes are. Nobody thinks like that. It's all nonsense. But it shows how weak, how utterly weak and hopeless the leader of the Labour Party is, which doesn't surprise me. Now, of course, he's in his desire to virtue signal to the trans lobby, he's up against strong competition in the form of deputy leader Angela Rayner. And Angela Rayner was referred to conservatives as scum. Scum. He actually called them worse than that. There's a whole a sort of mantra from Rayner in which she did refer to her opponents as scum. In some ways, maybe she's right. I would suggest that, you know, arguably they are scum. But then by the same token, so are Labour. They're also scum as well. And I consider most political people to be scum on the make. So at one level, I could say, you could sort of say, well, you know, it's a point of view. But then again, I'm not standing for election. Angela Rayner, I think, would like to be prime minister of this country. And to do that, she needs to attract conservative voters. So a question, do you think potentially calling conservative voters scum, is that going to be a real good selling signal for people to think, yep, Angela's our kind of gal. She's the sort of person we need leading the country. I don't think so. So I think Angela Rayner on policy, there's no point in talking about Labour's policies. They have no policies beyond the usual tax the rich, free stuff. Open the borders. That's what they're about. And they've been about that for a long, long time. I mean, if Labour ever had any value, that probably vanished sometime around about the mid-70s. And I think since then, it's a party of absolute irrelevance, which is a bit of a shame because with an authoritarian fascist conservative government, it would be nice to have a mainstream political party that would actually stand up to them. But Labour doesn't. Labour bows down to the same gods, worships the same gods as the Conservatives. But yes, there you have it, folks. Sir Keir getting himself into a whole tizzy about trans rights, as Angela gets herself into a tizzy about Conservatives being scum. That's Labour setting its stall out to attract more voters. So there you go, folks. It's a disaster. It was always going to be a disaster, of course. The Conservative Party conference will be another disaster. We will equally laugh at them. But I did say that I seen those headlines and kind of irresistible, so I thought I would just hop on and say a few things on it. So hope you enjoyed that. Thanks for listening, and catch up with you folks real soon.